Blog Talk Radio.
Pause for the cause, y'all. Hold on, hold on.
I was talking about rotating the stock. Yeah, keeping things fresh. Now, metaphorically, if we talk about our lives and we're talking about rotating stock in our lives, we might be talking about keeping certain things fresh and useful. Keeping things fresh and useful. Love is something that we probably have to rotate stock in with. Sex is probably something that we have to rotate stock with. You know, what they say, you know, keep it, you know, spice it up. Keep it spicy. Keep it new. Keep it exciting. Keep it interesting. So you might have to do some things to make sure that you keep your love life in a good standing. What we're talking about, taking personal inventory. You know, what are some things, if you think about the things that are going on in your life, what are the things that are new? What are the things that are useful? What are the things that are getting old? There's some people out here who don't have a place to stay. They have a problem. They have problems finding housing stability. They're still moving from one place to another place, trying to find a place to be. Maybe finding a decent apartment, something that suits them, something that they can afford. Maybe they're looking for a home, maybe in an area that suits them, that works for their spirit and their soul. Maybe all of us are looking for something that we can definitely afford, and maybe we're living in a place that we really can't afford, or that we're overextending ourselves to try to keep intact. So basically, when your living situation starts to get old and you're taking inventory about your living situation, your housing situation, it may be getting old that you haven't found a place to be yet. It may be getting old that for the last 10 years, you haven't lived in a place more than 2 years. You're constantly moving. When the lease runs out, or when things aren't going totally your way, when the lease runs out or the money runs out, then you run out and you're always staying with somebody, always having to ask somebody, can they put you up for a little while? I'll pay you rent. You know, I'm not going to be here long, but, you know, I just, you know, was wondering if you could help me out for a little while. Help me, Rhonda. That might be getting old. Not having a place to stay. People who borrow money a lot. That might be getting old. Never managing your money correctly. It's a pain in the ass having to borrow money all the time. And for the person that you have to borrow money from, it's a bigger pain in the ass for them. How many of y'all, by show of hands, have somebody in your life that's always in your pocket? How many of y'all have somebody in your life who can't seem to manage their money from one paycheck to another paycheck? Every time it's their off week when they get paid, here they come to you. And please don't let you be the one that gets paid on their off week. Because now you done became their supplier. How many of y'all have somebody like that in your life? You know when they call you, or you know when they come around, you know what that's about. Yeah, they might make a little small talk, you know, ask you how you're doing. They may even offer to help you out or maybe even bring you something. But that's all because they about to leave with something. Emily done lap in the house and said it. Emily, you got somebody in your life like that, Em? I think we all do. Taking inventory. Taking personal inventory. That might really be something that's getting old to you. That may be something that really has reached its expiration date. Financing somebody. Funding somebody. Enabling somebody to not handle their financial business better. Because the thing that irks me about people who borrow money a lot is that sometimes they smoke or get high. Or take trips. I'm like, if you travel on a regular basis, you should have money. Your ass is too broke to travel. Stay your ass home. Is it just me? It might be. I ain't mad at it. I ain't mad about it if it is just me. I know that when somebody is always borrowing money from me on a schedule, I know it irks me. It gets under my skin. It does. It's not that they don't work. It's just that they don't use the money correctly that they work for. And they know that you do, so here they come. Saboy, build, then destroy. What's going on, Saboy? What's happening, Saboy? Avoiding vampires, constantly draining my energy. Ooh. Well, hold on now. Wait a minute. That's awfully deep, Saboy. Avoiding vampires. I'm liking this language y'all get. You know, y'all go get it, and therapy recipients are kind of deep. Y'all kind of deep. Hold on. Avoiding vampires, draining your energy, sucking your blood, baby. Somebody is digging their fangs into you. Let me find out. That's crazy. What else, Saboy? And also, hold on. Let me shout out my people. Shirley Cheryl, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. What's going on, Shirley Cheryl, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world? And Naturalista Rap. Naturalista Rap. What's going on, my? Good to see me some you without a diggy, 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 diggy doubt. Stacey White. What's up, Stacey? And T. Carrie Wright, morning, noon, and night. It's always great to have my peoples going directly into your site. Thanks for coming through, y'all. Make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. I'm your host, Sun752, and we are talking about taking personal inventory, rotating stock, taking personal inventory in your life. What are the supplies that you are fortified with in your life that maybe need to be rotated, maybe need to be reordered, or need to be thrown out and discontinued? Like, we're going to get rid of that supplier. We're not buying nothing else from that supplier. We don't need nothing else from that supplier. What we got, y'all? What we got? Because there might be a few things in here that are well worth mentioning. Savoy said, avoiding vampires, constantly draining my energy. That is hot. And it's deep. Because we may all have people that are draining our energy. And they may be draining our positive energy. Because that's the energy that we want somebody to drain. If somebody was draining our negative energy, like, well, yeah, you can have all you want. Go ahead. Here, bite me right here. Get me right there on the carpal. the owner of the radius. Go ahead. Right there. Matter of fact, you can give me a drain my negativity passion mark. Go ahead. Go ahead, suck it. I don't even care if you a man. Go ahead. I know I wouldn't normally do this. You know, I ain't about that life. But go ahead. You drain the negative energy. Go ahead. Suck away, nigga. It's the positive energy. It's the positive energy that people are draining from us. Our ability to feel good. And then we have to take inventory about these people who are in our lives. Like, why are we allowing somebody who has this vampirical energy that they are sucking the positive, good life out of us? Why would we allow that? Why are they still here? Why are they still here? What? You know, with this tea, some of the particles of the tea get loose. And they'll swallow well. hold on, y'all. God damn it. I had to get got it. This is hurting. So, it was like shit is stuck on the back of my throat. Sugar. I think I got it. Finally, I got it. That thing was, whoo! Oh, it wasn't choking me, but something being on the back of my throat, I couldn't take it. Okay. Yeah, so we might have to take personal inventory about who we have in our lives. Why would we allow somebody who is in our life or in our lives who is sucking our personal positive energy? Why would we allow people in our lives to do that? One of the reasons might be because those people are close to us. We might have a husband or a wife. We might have children or parents. We might have brothers and sisters. We may have friends that we grew up with. People who are close to us sometimes get away with murder. They get away with murder. And we might have a bunch of murderers or attempted murderers in big supply, in great supply. We're overstocked with murderers. Thanks for the super chat, Saboy. She says, prayers up to getting rid of vampires. I'm going to have to agree. But when we start taking personal inventory, like how did they get there? Them hoes ain't supposed to be there. You bit my neck for the last time. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Stacey White asked, am I okay? I'm okay now. I was hurting for certain. It was a little piece of the tea that I'm drinking, which is mullein and red clover. That mullein is kind of thick. It's like instead of like ground like the rest of the tea is, it's like sort of like spongy fibers. It's like spongy fibers, you know what I mean? So it got caught back there. It was like, that thing went right. It was like a big chunk of it. But yeah. The people who might be draining our good energy might be our people. They might be our family. They might be people that we really do care for, that we love. And you know, sometimes the people that you love don't always act in a loving manner. They don't always do the right things. They don't always perform up to the loving expectations that you might have. Sometimes people who you love suck. Real shit. Sometimes they suck. They don't be acting right. So you might have to take personal inventory in them, and you might have to discontinue that supplier. What they're selling, you might not want to buy anymore. You might refuse the shipment. They might be selling you gossip. They might be supplying you with chaos. They might be giving you grief. They might be canvassing uncomfortable situations. You might have to refuse the shipment. Like, listen, I'm not taking this from you anymore. I got enough. I have more than enough. There's no expiration on the stuff that you you know what? As a matter of fact, all of that stuff is expired. It doesn't have a good shelf life. So I don't want it anymore. Now, you can send me your catalog with some new products that you have, and we'll take it under consideration. But we're not buying any more of that stuff that you've been supplying anymore. You don't necessarily have to walk people up out of your life. Personally, I think that that's extreme. And from what I see, it's also pretty temporary. A lot of people that are always telling people, you know, that they blocking them or... that they know they not friends with them no more and all that kind of stuff. It doesn't always remain that way. It doesn't always stay that way. You know, but when you start taking personal inventory, you're really trying to clean out your closet, your personal closet. You're trying to clear out and make good space for your mind, for your heart, for your feelings, for your thoughts. Don't we all fantasize about having great thoughts all day long? Have you ever had a day, one day, where no negative thoughts crept into your mind at all? No feelings of doubt, no bad feelings about something that happened in the past? No bad feelings about what you have to do for the rest of the day. Nobody hated on you. None of your enemies came around. Nobody who you didn't like showed their ugly face. You didn't have to do anything that you didn't want to do that day. Have you ever had a day like that? One day? Probably not. Our lives are full of challenges, but our lives are also full of the things that we put into it. Our lives are full of the energy that we let into our lives. Our lives are full of people that we probably overvalue, but actually don't hold as much value as they probably did in the beginning. And I'm not even talking about us being selfish right now. I'm not talking about, you know, how we look for people to be good people in our lives, which is not a bad thing to do. The only thing about it is whenever we look for good people to be in our lives, we have to be prepared for when not so good people make their way in. You know, it's kind of like a concert. Whoever buys a ticket can get into the venue. If they make trouble later on, you can kick them out. If they make trouble later on, you can kick them out. But for the time being, they're in. And they're going to be who you have to deal with. Now, are they adding anything good into your life? Or are they taking up space and keeping somebody that's better or something that's better from getting into your life? Are they blocking your access to good thoughts and feelings? I'm just asking. I'm not indicting anybody right now. I'm trying to figure out what's going on with us. Because we're talking about taking inventory and rotating stock in our lives. Stacey White says, I'm keeping the ones that's adding to my life and getting rid of the ones that's not adding to my life. I don't need that stress. I hear that. Some boy in a super chat. She says, good people doesn't mean non-problematic. Well. Funny you should say that, Sabor. Actually, you're very profound this afternoon. You're right. You can be a good person overall. Maybe you're the type of person that's helpful, has good intentions, tries to, you know, put out the good word. But, you know, I've known plenty of people that were good people overall, but yeah, they cause problems for other people. You ever met a good person that runs their mouth too damn much? Have you ever known somebody who is a good person, a helpful person, a nice person, a friendly person, a funny person, a fun person, but they run their mouth too goddamn much? They be wah 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 wah. They talk too much, because you know how it goes. People who talk too much spill the beans all the time. They always telling something that you ain't want told. Oh, yeah, well, you know, such and such looking for a new job. Well, they just got a new job, and they're about to move. They doing real good. And they telling that to the person that you trying to get away from. See, they didn't know that you was trying to get away from that person. They ain't know that you was quitting that job, you know, because you wasn't making enough money and you was moving, so you didn't have to deal with this person no more. But they ran their mouth. They ran their mouth. You know, sometimes good people can be problematic. They talk too much. Always talking. Now, when they find out, check this out, Joe. When they find out that you didn't want such and such to know, they'd be real apologetic. Like, oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't know. I didn't know that you didn't want blah, 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 blah to know this, blah, 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 and blah, 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 and Mr. Blah, blah, blah. I didn't know that you didn't want them to know. And they're very sorry. The thing is, now the cat is out of the bag. And the thing is, I didn't want you to know that I didn't want them to know. It ain't none of your business or their business. Now, they were speaking on you because, you know, you had something good going on. And maybe they felt like what's happening for you would be an inspiration for them. They didn't know that you didn't want that person to know. But yeah, so you're right, Saboy. Good people doesn't mean non-problematic. Heaviness. Heavy, heavy. That's hot. You right, though. You know who would fit that description to a T? Your grandparents. You know how your grandparents be speaking on you. They be doting on you. They be bragging about you. Oh, yeah. Such and such is doing real good. Yeah, they just got a new car. But one of them nice cars. I think they bought a Mercedes or something like that. You know, old heads never say a Benz. They be like, oh, he got a new Mercedes. And they telling that to the person you just told that you was broke because you got tired of lending the money. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. He or she is doing real good. Yeah, they done moved out to Long Island. What they call that place that costs all that money with them white people? The hamburgers, the Hamptons. Yeah, they done moved out to the Hamptons. I was like, shoot, that job he or she got must be paying them a bunch of money because I heard it's real expensive to live out there in the Hamptons. They telling that to somebody you just said was laid off. You just told them you told that person you was laid off. Your grandmama had just told them that you just bought a new Benz and moved out to the Hamptons. Oh, yeah, they having a housewarming party, too. And because they got a pool and everything out there. It's real nice. It's real nice. I guess you can say she moving or he moving on up. You know, grandparents be running their mouth. But I tell you what, though. Them same grandparents, they won't talk to the cops, though. Let the cops come around asking, oh, yeah, do you know such and such? All that talking? Do we know who? Oh, no. Omar. Omar. You know, I got so many grandkids. Omar. Is that his first name, his middle name, last name? Oh, yeah, I know him. You know what? I ain't spoke to my baby in a good while either. Why you ask, officer? Well, you know, we just want to ask him some questions and, you know, we have a little situation that's going on, you know, and we just want to, you know, ask him. Listen, if you see him, please give him our card and have him come down to the precinct or give us a call or whatever so we can meet. We just want to ask him some things about something. Yeah, well, if he comes around, sure, I'll give him the card. Officer Collins, yes, sir. If I see him, because I ain't seen that boy in a minute. You sure it's him you're looking for? I ain't seen him. You just was at your granny house some an hour ago. You know what I mean? You got a plate of wings. You got a plate of wings in the refrigerator that you said you was coming back to. Granny get on the phone like, listen, baby. The people came around here for you. The police came around here for you today. I don't know what's going on with you. I don't know what's happening. But don't come around today. Today wouldn't be a good time. As a matter of fact, call me on that burner phone. Yeah, grandmama will run her mouth about all your accomplishments. But when them people come around looking for you, like, because he ain't do nothing. Why should I talk to the police when my baby ain't do nothing? And he ain't doing nothing, but he ain't doing nothing but trying to make it out here. And it ain't easy. He been through a lot. And, you know, whatever it is they say he did, he ain't do. I saw him not do it. I saw him when he wasn't doing it. He was just around here not doing it earlier. Anyway.
Taking personal inventory. Rotate the stock.
TK Wright says, what Stacey White says is so true, oh. TK Wright says, grandparents be like, Omar ain't even my real grandson, you know. His daddy ain't his dad.
Real shit.
Meanwhile, Omar's in the basement bringing up cases of water.
That's real shit. Like, mm-mm.
Listen, if you got a grandparent that turned you over, or that turned you in, that snitched with you to the people, I don't know what to say. I your grandmama might be a devout Christian. She don't, you know, she might give out popsicles to all the kids around the way and all that kind of stuff. And everybody call her granny, nana, my mom, big mama, miss such and such. Total respect around the way. She might be the mother of the church, but the mother of the church is different from, you know, just because your grandmama is a law-abiding citizen don't mean that she don't understand how the law works. Like, she might not know nothing about legal things, but she know the difference between what it gets you locked up and what keep you on the streets. And she going to make sure her grandbaby stay on them streets. Now, if your grandmother turn you in on some old, well, it ain't right what happened, what he did to them. I don't know what. Shit. I ain't know that. Grandmama snitch? I don't know what you, yo, grandmama snitch? I don't know. Tell you. Taking personal inventory, rotating stock. Taking personal inventory, the rotating stock. What are the things? What are the people? What are the situations in your life that need to be rotated or that need to be audited? Got too much of this. Don't have enough of that. Love and affection. Do you have enough love and affection in your life? Are you laid up with a cold fish? You go to bed every night. I can't even touch her. My wife will let me spoon her, but she won't let me touch her titties. I got to spoon her like this. You supposed to spoon like this. I got to spoon her like this. Open spoon. She won't let me spoon her. You don't have enough. You need to be restocked with love and affection. How many of you have been in love with somebody who didn't know how to love you? How many of you have ever been in love with somebody who didn't know how to love you properly? Like, they didn't seem to care enough about the things that you liked or that you didn't like. How many of you have ever been with somebody that was only concerned about the things that they liked for you, not the things that you liked for yourself? Selfish lover. Emily said, again, woo, okay. I'll bet you're not the only one, Em. Those are relationships that be dragging on like crazy. Being in love with somebody who doesn't know how to love you. They don't seem to know. You know, this is bigger than not recognizing that you like chocolate. Maybe you like, candy, or maybe you like flowers every now and then, or maybe you like to be taken out. They don't seem to understand what makes you go, what makes you tick, what makes you become the best or better self that you can be. They don't seem to, they don't get it. They don't seem to be concerned with it. Somebody who doesn't know how to love you properly. I ain't talking about somebody who doesn't know how to have sex with you. But you could be in a relationship with somebody for years who didn't even seem to figure that out. It's a real drag having sex for the other person all the time. Basically, you've taken yourself out of the equation. Like, all right, I mean, it's all right for me, but it ain't. I'm going to have to get my shit off being happy that you got your shit off. How about that? You know, when you're a younger man, and I can't speak for all men, but a lot of times when men are younger, they don't even understand the ways that sex can get better with a woman as time goes on. You be thinking like, no, the best sex is in the beginning, because that's when it's all hot and heavy and y'all at it all the time and y'all. But as you get older and you start to mature, you might realize that even though y'all was getting y'all shit off in the beginning, you might have just been getting lucky. Even when you knew what you were doing, you might have been getting lucky. Because it starts to become so much more cerebral later on. You know, once you've gotten to know each other and get comfortable with each other, you might have to take inventory so you can re-get comfortable with somebody. Because you can lose comfort with somebody that you're with. And that's when you start to be like, yeah, the pussy used to be all that. Now it's just all right. As a young boy, you don't realize like that it's only all right because of you. You don't recognize that you're not bringing the same kind of energy that you used to. And she's not exposing the same type of energy that she was either. But there's a disconnect. There's a disconnect. But it can actually get better. Once you start to reconnect and start to take a real interest in what a person likes now, what they used to like before might have been different than what they like now. And you may not have found out what they like now, but you can find out and you can rekindle, re-spark things, and actual sex can get better with somebody that you've been with for years. It's kind of crazy. You wouldn't have been able to tell me that in my 20s and 30s. Mm-mm. Wouldn't have been able to tell me that. I'm like, nah, it is what it is. Stacey White says, I'm so glad I never had a selfish lover. Well, that's amazing. I can honestly say I've never known a person who never had a selfish lover. Let me get this straight. So you ain't never had a man who, let's say, wasn't concerned about your pleasure so much, or a man that couldn't hold a nut, like he bust off fast and didn't really feel no kind of way about it. He just bust off fast and he was done. You know what I mean? Check you out next time. Never? I ain't gonna lie. Every woman I've ever talked to said that they had at least one dude who might have thought he was all that in the bed. Okay. You say no? All right. Well, only you would know. We should give you a trophy for that alone. That's amazing. But that is, that's amazing. Yeah. So, you know, but for those of us who have had selfish lovers, and trust me, men have them too. There's some women out here who know how to get their shit off and will get their shit off. And for the rest of the, and for the rest of the sex act, they just lay in there like a damn piece of plywood. And they don't feel no kind of way about it because, number one, they figure, oh, men do this to women all the time, so it ain't no big deal. And number two, they figure a man is going to get his shit off one way or another anyway, so she don't have to help. Ain't no big deal. Selfish lover. Selfish lover. But yeah, and that's part of taking personal inventory, like love and affection. You know, the love part, being with a woman, being with a man that doesn't know how to love you and doesn't seem to be concerned about learning how to. You know, a lot of people want prepackaged. They want prepackaged deals. They want everything that they want in a person. They want it already there. They figure, just give me everything that I want and then I'll build from there. A little unrealistic for life, if you ask me. But people think that it goes down this way, and they'll conduct themselves as if it really goes down that way. All right. So, what's the other thing? Okay. Taking personal inventory in your life, taking rotating stock. So we got love and affection. We talked a little bit about your living arrangements. Well, we talked about you know, finding housing and finding stability in your life. So I guess you could say that's your living arrangement. But your living arrangement can have stability and uncomfortability. For example, like if you've been living with somebody for a long time and they're giving you mad grief, all your bills are paid. You can afford to live there, and you do live there, and the space that you own there is yours. I mean, it could be something as simple as, all right, I own my house, but I rent the upstairs as an apartment to somebody. You might be renting the apartment, you know, to get a couple of dollars for rent. But you might actually not like the tenants that you get. Maybe they play their music too loud. Maybe they have kids and they be running around stomping, and you know, maybe they yell at each other. They're in a dysfunctional or volatile relationship. So all they do is yell and scream at each other all the time. Maybe even when they're not mad at each other, they just talk loud. So I'm like, well, how come y'all can't talk to each other as if y'all are in the same space? Why is it always loud, like y'all yelling from across the street at each other? So you might have a stable living situation, but you may still have an uncomfortable living situation at the same time. Taking stock, taking personal inventory. You might feel like you have too much of the bad living arrangement. You need to get a better living arrangement. Kick these goddamn tenants out and rent it to somebody else that's decent. Shout out to all of the landlords out there that try to vet their tenants to the point where they feel like they have handpicked their tenants and that nothing could go wrong. Nothing could go wrong, landlord. Make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Urban Therapy with Sun Show, and we are talking about taking personal inventory, rotating stock. Yes, we are. You think we ain't when we is. You think we won't when we whiz. I'm glad to be here too, y'all. So we got a little bit of the show left, and we going to rock out. But yeah, when we start talking about taking personal inventory, we could be talking about a lot of things that are very personal to you. Because we're talking about, it's called taking personal inventory. Personal is personal. So what I mean is this is your inventory. So you're looking for a way to make things your way for you, to make your situation better for you. And sometimes when we audit our inventory, we find a whole lot of useless things. What are some of the things in your life that are useless? What are some of the things in your life that you have rendered useless in your life? What are some of the things that you haven't used in so long that you've forgotten that they were there, which really means that you've moved on from them? What are some of those things? You know, because you might find that there are a good amount of things that just don't have many uses for you anymore. Drugs. Some people use drugs. Maybe you smoke too much weed. Weed users don't want to look at weed as drugs. Okay. They don't have to look at it as drugs. I know to the person who doesn't smoke and gets tired of dealing with people who smoke all the time, I bet you it's drugs to them. Alcohol. Maybe you drink too much. Maybe it's getting old. It might not be getting old to you, but it's definitely getting old to your people. They sick of you being drunk all the time, unavailable all the time. They might be sick of it. It might be getting old. Hitting the bottle. Reckless situations. Taking unnecessary chances with your health, with your freedom, with your life. Drugs will do that. Drugs is one of those things that do that. But other things might do it too. Extreme sports, or just, you know, maybe you're just a really, really offensive driver. Like you really, you know, step on the gas too much. And, you know, you're just a speeder. And you take unnecessary chances. Running red lights and stuff. Don't never want to follow no rules, man. Taking personal inventory. Taking stock. Rotating stock in your life. Rotating stock in your life. In your inventory warehouse. You might find that there isn't enough money. You don't have enough money. The things that you want, you can't afford. So you have to make yourself stop wanting them, or you have to, well, some people steal. And all that thievery, you might be getting old in your life. You might need to take inventory about that. Like the way that you get things, the way that you acquire things is by taking things from other people. You ain't nothing but a thief. You ain't nothing but a thief. Stacey White says, I was just saying that I love to be stable. I do not like moving around. I think if it wasn't stable, that would bring the depression and anxiety on more. Yeah, I hear that. I hear that. I don't know. Not having a place to stay, not having a stable place to stay, that ain't no fun, man. That ain't no fun for nobody. That ain't no fun for nobody. It's not a good look. That is not a good look. You know, sleeping on somebody's couch all the time, wondering when they're going to get mad and pissed off or start getting all funny with you. You know how people who don't have their own place are always claiming that somebody, whoever is collecting the rent, is getting funny with them. Yeah, you know, it's their place. They start getting funny about their stuff. They start getting funny about, you know, whether they want me to live here or not. No. You could always save your money and get your own place. I'm going to do the Umar Johnson thing. You could always save your money and get your own place. You could always save your money and get your own place. You could always save your money and get your own place. Shout out to Dr. Umar Johnson. King Kong consciousness. The prince of Pan-Africanism. Shout out to Umar. Umar been doing the damn thing. He finally getting that Frederick Douglass school up. You know what I mean? Look like he's going to finally finalize that. But he ain't been acting crazy. He's been on it lately. He been on it. Take your personal inventory. When we take personal inventory, we also have to look at the people in the mirror, the person in the mirror. You, me. It might not be somebody else's supplies that are doing us bad or doing us dirty. It might be what we're supplying to others or even what we're supplying to ourselves. It might be what we're supplying to ourselves. What about that? What if we're overweight? We know we need to lose that weight. We know what we're supposed to do, what we need to do. How many of us are doing it? Food and alcohol will put the pounds on you. Processed food and alcohol will put the put the pounds on you easily. And y'all know how it is. You start gaining weight, it's hard to take the pounds off. They go on easily. The older you get, the harder it is to take them off. It can get quite difficult. It can be difficult. So, speaking of food, speaking of drugs, and other types of vices and addictions. When we take personal inventory, what are we doing to curb ourselves in that department? What are we doing to remedy that situation, to do better? What are we doing, if anything? Are we doing anything? Are we doing something? Is we helping ourselves in them situations? Is we? If we're not, we probably need to. We probably need to set that up. Taking personal inventory. Not just taking stock of what people are supplying to us. We have to audit ourselves and make an assessment of what we're supplying to others. So when we know that we haven't been giving somebody the attention that they deserve, we haven't been supplying enough. We haven't been loving a person the way that they want to be loved. We haven't been supplying enough. When we haven't been working as hard as we know we need to work in order to either help something out, help a situation out, or even help ourselves. We haven't been supplying enough. We've been lazy. We might take personal inventory and find laziness. We have way too much laziness. Cut off the supplier from laziness. They've been delivering mad laziness into this warehouse. No mo. No a mo. Let's do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious October 29th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them, making them feel special because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-E-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, Barb Handy. Turning 50 years old today. What? I'm sorry, 53 years old today. My bad. My bad, my bad. And also, Tahiba Williams, happy birthday to you. And Yeti Alvarez, happy birthday to you. And my girl, Markia Pratt, turning 32 years old today. Go ahead, Kiki. And also, Anissa Cole Nene, turning 47 years old today. And Christian Donnell, known online as Chrissy Pop, turning 34 years old today. And Kenny Whitehead, happy birthday to you. And also Jeffrey Williams, going all the way back to the 1982 for me. Happy birthday to you, Jeff. And Brenda McNair, turning 48 years old today. And Seth Turner, turning 39 years old today. And Tay Muhammad, turning 48 years old today. And Garner Winthorpe, happy birthday to you, my brother. And go get a Mamie Buford, turning 46 years old today. And Tashella Taylor, turning 55 years old today. And last but not least, going all the way back to the 1985, my brother, my boy, Lewis Greggs, turning 52 years old today. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all. And anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious, glorious October 29th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally, all of y'all go ahead and turn up, but don't turn up too loud, just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out, rock on it, do the dance, rock out, rock on it, do the damn, rock out, rock on it, do the damn thing, you do your thing, y'all represent the queens and kings, you do your thing, y'all represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, Mantronics. No. Listen. There's never anything wrong with taking personal inventory in your life. Rotating stock. You have to decide what's good in your life, what has been good in your life, what has been consistently good, and rotating, what has rotated the good in your life, and what are the things that haven't been so good? What are the things that have been chaotic? What are the things that have been problematic? What are the things that have not lived up to the hype, have not delivered on the promises that they made? Well, you have to make a decision in your life about whether you're going to go forward with something. Let's go forward with our love. Let's go forward with our love. Let's go forward with our love. Shout out to Terrence Trent D'Arby, 1987-1988. We have to decide if we want to go forward with those things or if it's time to turn them keys in, if it's time to start anew, if it's time to redecorate, restock, rekindle, redo. The choice is yours. You know what makes you feel good and what makes you not feel so good. You know. So what you gonna do? What you own do about it? Well, hopefully you do something about it. You ain't gotta do nothing extreme, but do something that you mean. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all right back to life. We won't be back until Monday. Turns out, I got a game tomorrow. Yes, the Eagles got a game tomorrow. Yes, the Eagles got a game. Got the got game tomorrow. So we won't have a Urban Therapy with Sun show tomorrow, but we'll be back for the Daily Go Get'emism show Monday at 7 p.m. I want y'all to have a great day. Have a great rest of the day, man. You know what I mean? It's a chilly Saturday today. What a cool Saturday. Cool Saturday. It's a cool night. Wait a minute. On a cool night, just let me love you by the firelight. If it don't feel right, you can go. On a cool night, let me love you. All right, y'all.